It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge, 15 minutes, whatever. Y'all just hang in here because it's going to be fun. Doop, doop, doop. Gene, I got a question for you.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Are you ready to take a break with me today?
Sure. Let's take a break.
Oh, man. I just figured I had to do something a little different. I got a word of the day. That's not different.
No. What is the word of the day, by the way?
Well, the word of the day could be a synonym for me, Mary. It really could. It's bizarre.
Bizarre. Okay.
And I'm not talking about a street corner salesperson.
Right, not a bazaar.
No, a bizarre. B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. It is very strange or unusual, especially so as to cause interest or amusement.
Amusement.
Is that me?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Her bizarre dresses and outrageous hairdos or hair colors could be kind of funny. There's an American rapper named Bizarre.
Really?
Yes. And bizarre means ridiculous, unconventional, strikingly out of the ordinary, odd, extravagant, eccentric. Yeah, that's all. And, do you want to know why I chose that as our word for the day?
Well, I was going to ask you, because most of the time when we have a word of the day, it correlates in some way, shape, or form to the topic we were looking to discuss for the day. So I was thinking, now we've got bizarre. How does that relate?
Well, let me tell you. Our topic, thanks to Barb, our lovely researcher.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
The topic is the craziest things a dog has ever eaten. Now, have you ever had a dog eat something bizarre?
I've known of dogs that have eaten something bizarre things, yes.
I saw a thing on Facebook recently where a teacher's dog ate everybody's homework.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Everybody gets an A because my dog ate your homework.
That's good.
I've had, most of my dogs have been outdoor dogs. So the bizarre things they ate were just bizarre because they were weird. I don't remember them ever eating anything completely unusual.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this little dog that I fostered for a while, I really pretty much quit trying to see what he was eating because I saw sometimes he was eating some stuff that it smelled and looked like something I didn't want anywhere near, so I just stayed away from him. I don't know what it was.
But Barb did some research, and she found some crazy things that dogs have eaten, such as a set of false teeth.
Oh, my.
A Q-tip.
Uh-huh.
Now, a Q-tip wouldn't be a terrible thing for a dog to eat, except it's made with cotton, which dogs should not be trying to digest.
Right.
And up until recently, almost all Q-tips were made with plastic.
Hmm, and they're rigid, get stuck in there sideways, too.
Right. Now, even if they're eating a bamboo Q-tip, and it breaks and splinters, that could cause a lot of problems. And these plastic Q-tips cause problems when they get out into the ocean or get into, the landfill and the birds pick them up. Because Curtis and I went to the landfill one day a while back, and I was fascinated as we drove by. There were, how the ocean has seagulls and, creek sides have storks or whatever. Every kind of water, body of water has, or land, every ecosystem has its own birds.
Sure.
The landfill had several kinds of birds. They had seagulls, of course, which are like carrion birds, and they had some pigeons, but they had a flock of stork there. and they had I think I saw some ospreys just swimming, you know, flying around picking up food.
Wow.
Crazy. Now this is a weird one. A dog ate $170 after removing it from the person's pants pocket.
Wow. Must have been tasty.
I wish I had $170 in my pants just lying around for the dog to get. One dog ate a whole dead chipmunk.
That's gross.
Now, I wonder if they nibbled on this long and along, or if this was like just gobbled it down. What kind of dog? It'd be a big dog to eat a whole chipmunk. Another dog ate an empty beer can. These are big dogs. They sound like they eat chomp chomp. One dog ate an entire 1 pound chocolate bunny. Another one ate a whole live rat. Now I'm guessing this person probably had like a reptile in their house they fed the rats to, and I don't know what I don't know. I wasn't there. There's no details. Now this one, a frozen turkey. Now, frozen turkey. Did they go in the freezer and pull out the turkey, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Maybe it was on the counter or something.
Probably. Because, you know, my son had friends who once owned a serval. And a serval is not a dog. It's a cat. It is a wild cat. You know how Mike Tyson has his tigers?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know,
people like to own exotic animals. And my son had a friend, they were a couple, married couple, who owned a serval, which is a large cat. If you've ever heard of a Savannah cat?
Yeah.
It's similar to a Savannah cat.
Big, big, big cat. Bigger than Lynn's Mocha dog. Much, much bigger than my Kenny cat. And Matt had gone to their house for Thanksgiving one year, and they went outside to probably smoke a cigarette, I'm guessing. But they were gone for just a short length of time. And they came back in and the turkey was gone. The turkey that they had left on the counter to thaw. And they couldn't find the turkey. They couldn't find the cat. So they started looking around to find both. And the cat was on the top shelf in one of their bedroom closets eating the turkey. And he growled as they came near. And so they just backed away slowly. Because a serval is a cat that can hurt you. Yeah. So somebody else had a dog that ate half of a cooked turkey that was on the stove resting, cooling. You don't turn your back on your turkeys, folks. No. Don't turn your back on your dogs. Another dog ate 6 cans of Play-Doh.
6,
not 7, but 6.
6. I wonder if they ate the can, too.
I don't know. It just says 6 cans of Play-Doh. I bet they did because the cans are usually made out of cardboard. Plastic-coated cardboard. Somebody else had their eyeglasses eaten by their dog. Another person had a bag. I'm hoping these are all different families with different dogs. I hope it's not the same dog.
Poor dog, yeah.
Woo! A bag of Jolly Ranchers.
Wow, that's a lot of candy.
And that's probably, they probably ate the bag and all. Papers and everything. I can't, because Jolly Ranchers aren't that big, so I can't imagine they would unwrap each one and just eat the candy. My underwear. Not my underwear. This guy, other person's underwear. Nobody's ever eaten my underwear that I'm aware of. I don't have edible underwear. Sorry, folks. A piece of Christmas tinsel. I'm assuming that's what we used to call icicles. And they were once made out of aluminum way back in the day. And then they were made out of plastic and they were colored silver. Then they started changing the color of them. But they were basically cellophane.
I do remember my grandma's dog eating a bunch of tinsel.
Oh,
yeah. You know, yeah, because I'd go outside and see the little droppings they left full of glitter and tinsel.
Another dog ate a popsicle stick. Another one ate a whole pack of crayons. One dog ate a TV remote. Now, I don't know if they mean that they ate the entire remote or just chewed on it.
Well, that's the consideration, because I've this little same little dog that Bob. I was talking about, I had this brand spanking new $25 shirt that I got, and he was not a chewer, but he was chewing on his toy, which happened to roll into this shirt, which was laying on the floor, and he was chewing on the toy.
Why was your shirt on the floor?
Oh, I took it off and threw it on the floor. It was my fault, of course, but it was okay, you know, so I had this brand new shirt with like holes all across the chest, but it was okay.
That's wild. Well, you have to realize if you leave your things, like your turkeys on the counter or your Christmas tree tinsel lying around or your Play-Doh, the dogs are going to get it because they don't know any better.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Smells good. Tastes good.
Another dog ate a computer mouse. I wonder if it had a wire or if it was wireless.
I hope it was wireless.
Yeah. Otherwise, you might could pull on the wire and get it out of its mouth. Jeez, my wife's diamond ring. Now, I don't have a wife, so it's not Mary talking. And it's not Gene. He doesn't have a wife either.
No.
Not that I know of. Did you get married over the last couple of days?
No, I did not. And okay. Nor do I have a diamond ring.
Just want to make sure.
No.
Don't want our listeners to be confused over what's going on.
If I get married, I'll let our listeners know.
You know what, folks? I think if Gene gets married, we'll probably do it on the air.
There you go.
I think that would be fun. Somebody else's dog ate a Christmas tree bulb. Just one bulb, I guess. Somebody else's dog ate three mobile phones. Now, I just have to ask, I wonder if they put gravy on those phones.
I don't know, but I was wondering if they ate them like three in a row. Or if, like, the dog ate one.
Over the course of 6 years.
Yeah, did they replace their phone and leave the second and third ones out, too? I don't know.
You know, Curtis and I once had a laptop that just stopped working one day. We were using it regularly. And it, you know, the keys kept jamming and things were not right. So Curtis, being Curtis, said, let's pull it apart and see what's going on. Something must have spilled in there. Well, probably something did spill in there. But when he opened it, it was infested with ants. There was an actual ant colony living in this laptop, and we'd been using it. They never bit us or anything, so it had to go. We had to replace it.
Was it those Caribbean crazy ants that came through?
No, it was little sugar ants, little black what my grandmama used to call piss ants.
Yeah.
They piss you off just because they're so annoying. Somebody else's dog ate a money clip. Now, I wonder if that was the guy who had $170 in his pants.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, here's a weird one. Ox poop. Now, I'm assuming that ox poop is similar to cow manure. And I wonder, I have to ask, was it a dried patty, or was it still fresh and steaming?
Well, I mean, if you think like a dog, I guess it wouldn't matter. Probably the steamier the better, I would imagine. I don't know.
Something in there that dog wanted.
Dogs definitely have a specific idea of what's
crazy. Yeah. A 15-pound bag of dog food in 5 hours.
Wow.
So that's 3 pounds. No, wait a minute. That's not 3 pounds an hour? Yeah, I guess my brain's not that far off base. Double checking my calendar here to make sure that I don't talk too long. I'm checking my calendar to make sure I don't talk too long. Not my phone or not my clock. Y'all just have to understand the way Mary's brain works. She checks her calendar to make sure she doesn't talk too long. Some other dog ate a tube of blue oil paint.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that poop was blue for a month. Somebody else's dog ate a birth control pill. Now, I would imagine that the birth control pill did nothing to hurt the dog. But just imagine, just think about this, Gene. When you were married, if your wife was on birth control and one of her pills went missing, that just messes up everything.
It's kind of a serious issue.
Yeah, because they have to be taken religiously or regularly in order. And if you're trying really hard not to get pregnant, you don't want your dog. Now, birth control pills are typically very small.
Right.
The only thing I could figure is maybe when she was getting ready to take her pill, it dropped on the floor and the dog just gobbled it up.
Probably.
Right then.
A lot of dogs will watch for anything.
Anything hits the floor, yeah. My cat does.
Yeah.
Kenny does. He knows when I'm in the kitchen at a certain counter making sandwiches or dinner or whatever. And he'll come and patrol. That's the word. And Curtis calls him. He says he's in shark mode. He'll spin around. He'll swim around, looking, just making circles, waiting for things to drop. Another cat ate. I mean, another dog ate the Bible. Oh my. Now I have to. There again, the whole thing. Or to me, there's a difference between a dog eating something and a dog chewing on something.
Right, tearing it up.
Yeah.
And which version? I mean, some versions are bigger.
Yeah, and you know, like, you have these big family Bibles that are very ornate with the family tree in it and everything. Oh, here's one that's sad, though. A dog ate Gorilla Glue. He's fine now, but they had to pay $1,800 in vet bills. I'm thinking by $1,800, this may be old research, because I know that Jennifer has spent way more than that on some of her animals, because they had gotten into some serious things. And I would imagine they'd have to do some serious surgery. I mean, the dog, there was a video of a young woman who used Gorilla Glue on her hair. Think, you know, to flatten it. She wanted it to look slick and flat. It took her a very long time to get them. It was not pretty. Burned her scalp and everything. Another dog ate a package of king crab legs. Now, I don't eat king crab. I don't eat crab. I don't eat seafood. But this is not an inexpensive venture. Somebody else's dogs, this is our last one, folks, ate his wife's wedding shoes. But it was after the wedding. And that concludes today's show. So thanks for tuning in and listening.
All right. See you, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.